Number 6. The interior. The first thing we see is the grandeur and the large and proportionate space of the cathedral. We also see the different naves located around the main cathedral hall, creating a peaceful and intimate surrounding. When standing here, keep in mind that the cathedral was built because of the increase of pilgrims arriving in the 11th century. What you are looking at now is a work, without any doubt, that marks the high point of the Romanesque style. The way the cathedral is laid out follows the structure of a pilgrim's church with a traditional Latin cross ground plan that symbolizes the body of Christ. Now we are standing in the longest arm, and from here we have the holy door straight ahead about 100 meters away. The central nave measures 22 meters from the floor to the roof, while the aisles are lower. The difference of height allows for the construction of a gallery over the side aisles all along the cathedral. This gallery is a characteristic element of a typical pilgrimage church based on the need to accommodate a large number of visitors. Let's walk up the left hallway to where the two arms cross. Once there, you will see the strong columns that support the 8-sided dome that covers the altar. This dome is 32 meters high, and its wide windows make it easy for the light to enter the cathedral. It is also from where the mechanism for moving the Botafumeiro is hung. The Botafumeiro is a big silver censer, the biggest in the world, that has been in use since the Middle Ages. In the beginning, it was used to purify the air, giving it a better smell after thousands of pilgrims had passed by. Today, for the censer to function, 8 people are needed. The 8 tiraboleros. The weight of the pot is about 80 kilos, and it is held up by thick rope. Looking at the smaller arm of the cathedral, it measures 65 meters wide and goes from the entrance at Acebacheria to the one at Praterias. If you're looking towards the altar, let's continue by turning left and walking towards the entrance of Acebacheria. To the right of the large doors, you will see the entrance to the beautiful Santa Maria da Corticella. This is the oldest chapel in the cathedral and was built around the 9th century. At that time, this chapel was on the outside of the cathedral itself. Today, it is still the parish of the foreigners. Feel free to pause your player and step inside and have a look around. Once back out, start your player again. Let us continue walking towards the altar. When you get to the turn, turn left and start walking around the altar. In the hallway that curves around the back of the altar, there are 5 chapels. Feel free to stop and have a look at the paintings and sculptures and the chapels themselves. When you're halfway around, just behind the altar, you will see the holy door from the inside. It is also here where you will find the entrance to the tomb of St. James and to the entrance of the St. James figure that sits behind the main altar of the cathedral.